Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the last verse of today's epistle reading from the second chapter of 1 John. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. You won't find the word atone, A-T-O-N-E, in the King James Version of the Bible. That's because in 1611, when the King James Version was translated into English, atone as we know it hadn't yet become a word. They were still using the original spelling of this English word, which was actually two words. A-T-O-N-E. At one. That's actually what the English word atone originally meant. To be at one. To take some action that brings two parties together, making them at one with each other. That is what Jesus Christ did for you. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Because of our sin, we were separated from God. As Isaiah says, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God, for your hands are stained with blood and your fingers with guilt. Your lips have spoken lies and your tongue mutters wicked things. Your deeds are evil deeds. Your thoughts are evil thoughts." Because of our sin, we deserve to be separated from God for all eternity, separated from God in hell. "Depart from me, ye evildoers, into the eternal fire." On the trip Therese and I took to Germany last summer to visit sites related to Martin Luther, another really interesting thing was to see the former Berlin Wall. Out of the hundreds of miles that once totally separated the city, there's only about a mile remaining, left standing as a memorial. In Ephesians, St. Paul says about Jesus, "He himself is our peace, who has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." Like the historic breaking down of that physical barrier separating a city, Jesus Christ has broken down the barrier separating you from God, the spiritual barrier of sin. In 2 Corinthians, St. Paul explains how Jesus reconciled you, made you at one with your heavenly Father. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. Because Jesus paid for your sin with his life and death, you are forgiven. God does not count your sins against you. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you are justified, made right in the sight of God. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. St. Paul says in Romans, "God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood." Trust in the saving power of Jesus' blood for your forgiveness and salvation. Through Jesus' blood and merit, you are at peace with God. The sacrifice of Jesus atones for your sins. The sacrifice of Jesus makes you at one with your heavenly Father. St. Paul puts it so beautifully in Colossians, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." That is the good news of Easter. God is not angry with you. you are at peace with God through your Lord Jesus Christ. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. What does it mean to atone? It means to take some action that brings two parties together, making them at one with each other. That is what Jesus Christ has done for you. By his atoning sacrifice, he reconciled you to God, made you at one with your heavenly Father. Amen.